This news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and a quick look at some of the newest headlines for this hour. About a quarter after one on April 13th, a minor four-car hit-and-run crash on the northbound lanes of I-75 turned fatal. After an initial collision in the construction zone just south of Holly Road, all four occupants gathered in the roadway to exchange information. However, amidst this exchange, another driver collided with the rear of the last vehicle, and that set off a chain reaction. And tragically, three individuals who had become pedestrians in the aftermath of the initial crash were struck. One pedestrian, a 24-year-old from Alpena, lost their life, while another suffered severe injuries. Prompt medical aid was provided by Michigan State Police troopers. Investigations into the secondary crash continue, with authorities emphasizing the importance of safety protocols on the road. Flight Lieutenant Mike Shaw urges motorists to prioritize safety by moving vehicles out of travel lanes if possible. If they can't be moved, Shaw advises stay in your car with your seatbelt fastened. And then call 911 and we'll help make the area safe and get you off the roadway. Another article involving the Michigan State Police 7th District via its Houghton Lake Post hosted the Purses with a Purpose initiative at Walmart. The event aimed to gather purses filled with personal care items for River House, a domestic violence service near Grayling. This project, driven by the urgent need to assist those escaping abusive situations, prioritizes essential comfort items like toothbrushes and clean socks. In 2019, Trooper Andrea Tillman spearheaded the project as part of an initiative to involve residents during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, drawing inspiration from collaborative efforts with the Oasis Family Resource Center. Throughout April, the community is urged to contribute by donating purses filled with essential items. Community members generously contributed over $260 in cash and 32 purses filled with personal care items. These donations were handed over to River House by MSP's Houghton Lake Post, supporting individuals affected by domestic violence through Purses with a Purpose. I'll be right back.
In a world where safety is paramount, Thumb Office Supply brings you peace of mind with our cutting-edge surveillance solutions. Hi, this is Derek from Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe. Protect what matters most to you with our high-quality surveillance cameras. With our surveillance systems, you can monitor your home or business from anywhere, anytime. Whether it's from your smartphone, tablet, or computer, we've got you covered. At Thumb Office Supply, we don't just sell surveillance systems, we can even come to your home or business to install them and give you peace of mind. Visit us today here in Bad Axe and take the first step towards a safer tomorrow. Thumb Office Supply, your trusted partner in surveillance solutions. Give us a call at 989-269-8122. That's 989-269-8122.
On the eve of a vote on union representation at Volkswagen's Tennessee factory, Governor Bill Lee and some other southern governors are telling workers that voting for a union will put their jobs in jeopardy. About 4,300 workers at VW's plant in Chattanooga will vote this week on representation by the United Auto Workers. Vote totals are expected to be tabulated this Friday. The election is the first test of the UAW's efforts to organize non-union auto factories nationwide. The governor said they have worked to bring good-paying jobs to their states, but they said a successful union drive will stop auto manufacturing growth, and that will hurt workers. The UAW declined to comment. Donald Trump is returned to a New York courtroom as jury selection in his historic hush money trial enters a second day. The former president began the day talking about the trial and gag order that bars him from publicly commenting on jurors, potential witnesses, and others. The trial's first day ended yesterday with no jurors selected. Dozens of people were dismissed after saying they didn't believe that they could be fair. The criminal trial is the first of Trump's four indictments to go on trial. Trump is accused of falsifying internal business records and making payoffs to two women as part of a scheme to bury stories he worried would hurt his 2016 campaign. This news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere. 810-376-2145. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, always go to thumbnet.net.